Frank Watkinson is a beginner with confidence. It's season 2021, episode 4, Leaning Toward Wisdom, the podcast.
Today, I know exactly what you'd say. I know. For small words, I told you so. But I never did listen to your advice. I thought that I knew best somehow. Now here I stand, surrounded by wolves. Oh, mother, I'm listening now. Oh, mother, you said stay upon your path and don't stray out into the woods. So many dangers inside there, and they're all up to no good. But I never did listen to your advice. I thought that I knew best somehow. Now here I stand, surrounded by wolves. Oh, mother, I'm listening now. Surrounding me, if you were here, then you would see the situation I have gotten in. You always said I'd never learn, play with fire and you'll get burned. Oh, mother, what a fool I've been. I tried to find that pot of gold, I believed every word that they did say. Never to return, but now I find I've lost my way. But I never did listen to your advice. I thought I knew best somehow. Now here I stand, surrounded by wolves. Oh, mother, I'm listening. See their teeth and eyes, and I can even smell their breath. They're getting ready to feed off me, and now I'm scared to death. How I wish I'd listened to your advice. I never did, and now I never will. I can feel them closing in on me. They're going for the kill. They're going for the
I'm battling my chronic insomnia again. 3 a.m. brings out my best. Well, sometimes. Hey, greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. Headphones are on at 3 a.m. I'm watching Buskers on YouTube. YouTube has some suggestions for me, and one is a video of a man holding an acoustic guitar. And the title indicates that he is covering a Radiohead song, No Surprises. Well, I mean, come on, I'm going to have to click on that. It's not because I love Radiohead, because I don't even much like Radiohead. But this man does not look like a man who would like Radiohead either. And I can't imagine what this cover might be like. So, well, I must find out. I must click play. And here's what I heard.
A heart that's full up like a landfill, a job that slowly kills you, and bruises that won't heal. You look so tired and unhappy, and bring down the government, and they don't speak for us. Carbon monoxide, and no alarms, and no surprises, no alarms, and no surprises, no alarms, and no surprises, belly ache with no alarms, no surprises, no alarms, no surprises, no alarms, no surprises, please.
Wait a minute. Who is this old guy? I mean, he's been in my life all of the 3 minutes that it took him to play this song, and I'm smitten. I like this guy. I instantly like this guy quite a lot. This video has over 300,000 views. How have I never seen this man play before? I mean, must be an outlier, but I'm thankful that YouTube has made the suggestion. I click on his name, below which I see 176,000 subscribers, which takes me to his YouTube channel's main page. 176,000 subscribers? Whoa! Well, I look at the many videos that he has produced, and I click on another one. A John Prine cover, I Remember Everything. And I do love John Prine. And I'm still sad that John is gone, and I click on that video, and I'm fully smitten by this guy now. And I click play on, I don't know, who knows how many times I clicked play. And finally, after a lengthy session going down this rabbit hole, I stumble into bed. About 90 minutes later, I'm up for the day. I go to Frank's YouTube channel. I go to the About section. There's no details. There's no website. There is a place to click for an email address for business requests. So I click it, and it reveals an email address, and I shoot Frank an email. And here's what I say. Frank, I have no idea what to even say, except that stumbling onto your channel made me, yes, made me, devote hours watching video after video. I'm a business guy who began a podcast before it was even called podcasting. My passion project is a podcast called Leaning Toward Wisdom, leaningtowardwisdom.com. Tagline is Modern Tales of an Ancient Pursuit. Would you be open to having a recorded conversation with me for that show? A Zoom video call? Not an interview, but a conversation with a guy from Dallas, Texas who loves what you're doing. True confession, I've had a passion and a love for the guitar as long as I can remember, but I never learned to play. I learned that what I most love is watching and listening to others play. You are now added to the list. Thank you. Think about it and let me know. I promise it'll be fun. More fun than that stunt with your daughter slapping you about the vegan remark. Randy. Now, there's a video. I'm going to play the video. You need to watch the video. I'm going to play the audio of it. But you'll find this in the show notes over the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com. And it's, well, it's just, it's pretty brilliant. It's pretty brilliant. Here's the audio.
Yeah, the other day I was at Tesco. I got just some plain noodles.
Oh, yeah?
And you know you can get Chinese sauce thing. I've got a Chinese sauce on it. And all I had with it was, like, stir-fry veg.
Oh, wow, that sounds really nice.
It was so nice. You know, so much. I was even thinking about going vegetarian.
Don't talk like that. Or you will go in the home.
Now, there's also another funny video that you need to watch as well with his daughter. And, well, it went something like this. And this absolutely let me know that this is a guy after my own heart.
So I've got a question for you, Dad.
Yeah.
So there's two choices.
Yeah.
You've got A, you could spend the rest of your life with Mum.
Yeah.
Or there's B.
B.
Well, the same day, Frank sent me an email reply. Randy, thank you for getting in touch. I don't mind having a conversation with you. I'm not sure if you know I'm in the UK, so we would have to get the times right. I would probably have to take a laptop upstairs or something, depending on whether anyone else is at home. My wife and grandson can get pretty noisy at times, LOL. You mentioned that vegan joke. Funny how humor doesn't always translate, as quite a few people didn't like the idea of a daughter doing that to her dad, but then you can't please everyone. Oh, and I have family in Texas, San Antonio. Never met them, but still family, LOL. If I'm right, I think you are 6 hours behind us. You mentioned you like guitars but never learned to play, ... I didn't either, LOL. Frank. Well, having watched these two videos with his daughter, I was not surprised at the snarkiness of his reply. And of course, I must tell you, the bromance just blossomed. Listen, when you get to be the age of me and Frank, you rather enjoy seeing and connecting with people who have some notion of how you grew up in the days before the internet. And so I'm going to play the edited conversation that I had with Frank. I'm going to tell you that we talked for 2 hours and easily could have talked for two more. And I've tried to edit this down as much as possible. I hope you enjoy the conversation as much as I did. And I'll come back at the end of this and we'll put a really quick bow on this thing and let you get on about your life. But enjoy the conversation with me and Frank. You are probably, there's been a handful through the years, a handful of YouTube musicians that I've just stumbled on. And I'm super into music. I'm not a musician. I'm just a listener. I'm just a listener. You're very good. So and of course I went down the rabbit hole and I spent hours watching your videos. So you started 5 years ago, give or take, 5 or 6 years ago, it looked like.
I started putting on YouTube then, but I've had a guitar and messed about since I was about 16. There's always been a guitar close at hand, you know. So But I never the YouTube was how do they put videos on YouTube? Then I'll do a song and then go in and look and find it how to do it, and found it was quite easy. I had never expected anybody to actually watch, probably my family.
Right.
You know.
And now you're up to 176,000 subscribers.
Yeah, story behind that. You know, that my uncle that works for YouTube.
Right.
No, I'd plodded along, just happily doing covers, and people started getting comments like, "Oh, really love the way you change the melody to suit your style." And there's me sitting there thinking, I thought I did it right. I thought that was how it went. And then I'd listen again and go, no, it's nothing like how it went, is it? Because, you know, I don't spend too long practicing. And people started saying things like that. And then the subscribers started popping up. And what I've sort of been a old Englishman, when people make a comment, I tend to either like it, tick it, or answer. If it's a specific question, I'll answer. Well, that started surprising people. Keep getting comments like, oh my word, you replied, as if it's something that people don't do. Well, I'm not that kind of person. I always think, if you've took the time to sit there and write something, and write something back. Well, it got to about, I think I'd crawled up to 12,000 subs, and I was well chuffed. I thought, I can't believe this, 12,000 subs. Then somebody posted me on TikTok, look at this man. And within 3 hours, 12,000 was 68,000. And that made me think, this is a big thing, this internet. And then my grandson, he looked in the stats, because he's all, oh, look at this. He says, do you know your average audience is between 25 and 35 age? And I went, I don't believe it. And then you get all these comments saying, oh, I'll miss my granddad. I wish I had my granddad still, and all this lot. So I started saying, well, pretend I'm your granddad then. And they go mad over that. Oh, thank you. And that I was quite happy with that. Then I get a phone call from the British TV company. And he said, can we have a word? And I said, yeah, what's about? He said, did you know that your front page of Instagram, you're all over Instagram? I said, no. And he said, come, because I'm the last to know. Said, no. Because he had a going mad over you. And they was on about wanting to do this documentary about older musicians, but that may happen, it may not. They wanted to know if they could get in touch with me. Then I get a message come up on YouTube. You're all over Reddit now, Frank. And these subs are going up and up. And then YouTube seems to have stuck its oar in and started suggesting me. Even I got a suggested video of me. And I thought, well, watch him, he's rubbish. Someone got hold of the Snuff song, Slipknot.
Right.
Well, that seemed to have attracted a lot of metal heads. And that, next thing I know, the comments are going mad. I'm going, what's going on? And then someone says, because you've been posted in Loudwire, the heavy metal magazine. I went, you're joking. And I look at it, and it says, look at this old dude playing Snuff. And next thing, someone messaged, now you're in Metal Sucks magazine. Now you're in this. Then I get one from Portugal. Frank, you're in our Portugal heavy metal magazine. And all over the place. And I'm thinking, I don't believe this. I've told other people this story. The whole of YouTube don't know the story. But they say, why did you do Snuff? Well, there's one morning, I'm sat at home. A message had come up, and it's a friend, like a Facebook friend. I've never met him. And he's called Robbie Osiris is his name. And he says, hey, Frank, he says, I was thinking of a good song you could do, Snuff by Slipknot. And I said, okay, I'll have a listen. So I put it on, and I'm sat there, and I went, I can't do that. there's no way. Can I, anything screamy or anything like that? Nah. can't do that. But I'll tell you what I'll do. And I got my guitar and I sat there, and within about 30, 40 minutes, I'd worked out the little bit of a run and the chords to it. I'd gone online, and so that's what it is. And then I made my own little run, and then I did it. And then I sent him the MP3 saying something like, I told you I couldn't do it. Well, he messaged back saying, that was brilliant. I loved it. So I said, well, should I post it on YouTube then? Yes. All right. I never expected one. And that went mad. And I think that's what, I think that was like another 60,000 subscribers. I think they'll dwindle off when they realize I can't do it all the time. But then they jumped onto I'll Follow You Into the Dark, that one. They jumped onto that YouTube all of a sudden. And I know when, I don't get the notifications, but I know when YouTube have gone and promoted something, because all of a sudden the comments start coming up on a certain song. And then someone will eventually say, YouTube algorithm sent me here, all this. And I thought, what's YouTube doing? They probably saw that it was raised a bit and think, oh, we'll make some money out of this chat, you know, because it's all about making money, isn't it?
That's right.
But well, that's the story of Snuff.
Well, you came up as a suggested video for me.
Yeah.
You know, I watch a lot of buskers, street musicians.
Oh, and why?
I'm really fascinated by them. And of course, my taste in music and your choice of covers is pretty interesting in and of itself, but your style suits me really, really well. Yeah. I'm not in that 25 to 35 age bracket, mind no. you. You know, I'm 63.
My style has come about through not being very good. I've got a guitar, isn't it? If they're doing a thing and it's all like, you know, all up and down, I can't do that. I never could do that. Or if there's sometimes I can do it, it's a case I would be playing and then a pause,
right,
to find it. So I think, well, that's supposed to be, say, that's a C. And I think, well, I won't play that C. I'll just keep it all down here. Something like that. So I'd sing the song to my new tune, which tends to change the melody a bit.
Sure.
They might go high and have a high scream, where I've gone a lower one. I can't do high scream to that, but I wouldn't do one anyway. And it's all slowed down a bit as well, due to getting old fingers. You know, I can do little bits fast, but if I know the chords exactly and it's a song I wrote, I can go, sort of go. Because I know what I'm doing.
Right.
But if it's learning someone else's song, it's, oh no, let's slow that down a bit. So that's, so my style is, it's from adapting the song simple, but then not the best singer in the world. So what you've got to do is, when you do the song, you've got to sort of mean it. Do you know what I mean? You've got to put, you've got to listen to the words. Always listen to the songs to try and find out what they're about. And then sometimes I find out what they're about and I think, oh, that's a sad story. That makes me sad. When I did a Suf Jan Stevens once called John Wayne Casey Jr. or something.
Yep.
I didn't know anything about him. So I looked it up on YouTube and went, God, blimey. He's just killed loads of people. That makes it really sad then. So then you get that feeling into your song, don't you?
Yes.
I'd like to do happy songs, but I've got like a funeral director's face. It doesn't.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, I'm a fan of sad songs myself. Yeah. You know, and
I think more people are than want to admit.
Yeah, I'm happy. Here's an irony. I'm happy to admit that I enjoy sad songs.
Yeah.
But you know, and you posted a couple of videos that have your daughter in, so we at least got a good sense of your humor.
Yeah.
And I have found that many of us who do enjoy sad songs, and we don't mind embracing a little bit of sorrow, there tends to be a real sense of humor behind folks that are kind of.
When I'm not singing, I'm just it's just all basically British sarcastic jokes all the time, sarcastic humor all the time. That's when I'm not singing. As soon as the guitar gets in my hand, it's miserable. It's all wrong, but it's
So walk us through the process. So somebody makes a suggestion, and you get suggestions all the time. I mean,
I've got over 1,500 now.
Yeah,
I can't possibly do them, and I've written them down, but I've even stopped writing them down now because I've just got too many.
Right, but when you pick one, when you land on one, and so. Somebody suggests a song and you don't have a clue about the song. You've never heard the song. What happens? What do you do?
I go on YouTube and I listen to it, and it'll be, it could be any kind of thing. So I go, right, listen to the song. Now let's go the same song cover and see somebody else doing it. And then you scroll past the ones that are really fancy, that are nothing but, look at me, I can do this and do this. And then they sing and sound like a rat. It's like, no. But they can play. But you get these certain YouTubers, it's all about them. Mm-hmm. And there's no feeling in that song. And then I listen, then I'll get one person that's probably covered it, and I go, yeah, I can see what he's playing now, rather than try and pick it out of a rocky thing. And I can see what he's playing. I think that's not bad. And so I err towards his version. So I'm covering the cover version. But as usual, it still doesn't come out anything like the cover version, because I'll probably get through it and go, I didn't like the way he did that ending bit. He was too trying to keep with the record. But sort of things like, it might have a verse and then it might have another whole verse of instrumental and fancy bits. And this bloke who's covering it will try to do all these fancy bits and go back. But it's not working, because he's just got an acoustic guitar, and there's a lot more going on in than fancy bits. And so I go, you can forget that for a start. Let's just get the verse done and maybe a little run round and start the next verse. Because it's the lyrics and the song that I'm interested in, not the fancy guitar work. And just make the thing fit. And so I'm sort of basically covering covers, unless it's a folky type song in the first place, which I can... Right. Do, but a lot of the songs are suggestions for like Iron and Wine and was it Bright Eyes and all that. They're not too bad, actually. They're quite acoustic-y.
Right.
But I'd never heard of those bands, because all these people are suggesting bands. Because I don't know, you must know, you live in America. Like I said, I've got family that don't live probably that far from you, and I speak to them sometimes, and they talk about these bands that I've never heard of, and they sort of go, what do you mean you've never heard of them? Well, I'll say, have you heard of Billy Jones and the Flying Pigs? And he goes, no. I said, well, we all have, because some music doesn't cross the channel.
Yeah.
You know, it's they're good, but you've got to be well into that genre of music to know that band, you know?
Yeah.
And so... And because I know loads of British bands and everything, but there's a lot of American bands that I've never heard of. And there must be loads of British bands that you've never heard of. But when I get these suggestions, see, like, so I think, well, I've never heard of this group. Listen to them, and then it's all about the song, and I go, that's a good song. So I'll have a go at that. But it was just trying to keep people happy, really. You know, sure. Well, can you do this for me? Yeah, I'll have a go. And, oh, wow, can you do this? Yeah, I'll have a go. The number of songs I've done that I've sat back and gone, that is diabolical. And they've gone, wow. And it's, I think they're just being nice.
No, I don't think so.
I'll take it because I'm an old man now, so you can't.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, but Frank, I don't think so. You know, I've been podcasting for a long time, and I can produce a podcast. And I do one for my work, and I do this one because I love it. And so my audience here at Leaning Toward Wisdom, you know, it's kind of a cultish group. I can do something, and I can think, oh man, that just fell flat. And I can get more response from those than I do one where I think, yeah, that felt pretty good. I think I did pretty well. And it's crickets chirping, you know, I don't hear anything.
That's like when I get some lines for one of my songs. That's a good line. And I'll remember that. And then I go back to it. And it might take 2 or 3 weeks. And I've got it. I've got this. Oh, I think that's good, that is. So then I get a tune going. And I sit back and go, that is good. And I play it. And nobody likes it. Or you get just the odd comment. And it's like, and I'm thinking, that was brilliant. What's going on? And then I did a song, one of mine, it's called When I'm Gone, and I put that on not long ago.
Yep.
I got up in the morning and I sat there and I went, picked the guitar up, and I thought about a supermarket sign where it says, when it's gone, it's gone. Get it now, big offer. And I just went, when I'm gone, I'm gone. And I wrote about 4 or 5 lines. And then recorded it as well. Then and they went mad over it. And I thought, how's that? When you just knock something out that it was just messing about. And wow, that is so good. Someone's even posted that on Ultimate Guitar so people can learn to play it.
Well, that's awesome. So now when you're learning this new song, do you play by ear? You just naturally figure out
the
melody or...
I'll go on the ultimateguitar.com.
Yeah.
I'll go on that because that's like where anybody can post their idea of what the chords are.
Right.
Some of it is quite in depth. But I want a rough idea. It's all, I think the word for it is bluff.
Well, I don't know. I should tell the audience, I sent Frank an email after I mean, the day that I saw his channel. I sent him an email and I said, okay, I would appreciate some time. I wanted to record a conversation with him. And I said, you know, I've been in love with the guitar for as long as I can remember. And I've owned guitars for as long as I can remember, but I've never learned to play one. He replied back and he said, me neither, you know, but you're being too snarky about it. You know, I so love it. And it doesn't have anything to do with your age. And yet at the same time, it absolutely has a lot to do with your age, I think, because you made a reply to Lily Parker's comment. You know, you did a song for her that was just, it was just awesome. I mean, it was absolutely awesome.
That was her comment.
Oh, I know it was. I know he made up a song and he recorded it. And he basically made up a song to, and the lyrics were her comment. And she was one of the ones that wanted, you know, I think fake granddaughter. Isn't that what she said? I want to be your fake granddaughter. And so it's just, yeah, it's just super awesome. So you start playing at 16. So what was the music? What was the musical background of your family? You mentioned you had a relative who's
the only musical background was a cousin. That he'd bought a guitar and used to come around playing it. And it was, when you're talking sort of 70s, yeah, 68, 69, 70. And that's when your James Taylors and your Paul Simons and Bert Jansen, Pentangle, and all those folky bands were coming out. With the hardest guitar playing you could ever think of.
Did you love it from the get go?
Yeah, oh, I loved it. I just thought that's got to be, you know, I've got to try and get good at this. So then you spend years, and I mean years, trying to play records like the record, and it'd be, you'd come out and go, hey, I can play Norwegian Wood now. Listen. And they go, what was that Beatles song like 8 years ago? Well, yeah, but, oh, okay. And it's like, you don't realise you've been locked in a little room for 8 years. And I thought, this is no good. I mean, given the time, yes, probably can play every song as it is. But the older they get, time's precious.
That's
so
right.
It's, let's just get a version. Let's just get the simple version. I did say on one YouTube video, people don't look at me as a guitar lesson. Never watch me and think, oh, that's how you play the song, because it probably isn't how you play the song. But then you find so many people want to play it like me.
Yeah.
It's like that Radiohead song.
Right.
People are asking me, how can you, that's brilliant, the way you've done that. It's just like sheer brilliance. And I thought it was a cop-out because I couldn't, and there are a lot of things that people don't really, you know, musicians know these things, but there's a lot of people that aren't musicians, and I could just strum three chords and they think you're great.
Right.
And then they say, oh, why can't you play this? And you'll say, well, I can play some of it and sing. Yeah, but what about that bit that goes? Well, I said, well, because that's two guitars. That's one bloke's playing one and right. One's playing something else. Well, I know a bloke can do it all. I said, well, go and listen to him then.
Right. Right. your style, on these songs, your particular viewpoint, you know, of these songs. And I, like you, the lyrics mean something. I love the song. And I'm with you, you know, all the musicianship aside that I can admire as a listener, you know, fancy to just be fancy.
Yeah.
Somebody else can appreciate it perhaps more than me. But the songs take on a sadness, and I don't think it's because of the pace, and I really don't think it's because of your age, but maybe. What do you have to say about?
I don't know, because my brother can't stand it. I said to my brother, have you ever seen me on YouTube? He goes, no, I cannot stand the way you sing, Frank. He says, it's always doom and gloom. I said, yeah, but that's most of the songs I'm singing are sort of doom and gloomy type songs. And
yeah. Are you attracted to those kinds of songs for any reason?
Not really, no. No. I just, well, probably, yes. I've always liked ballads.
Yeah.
I've always loved any kind of ballad, and like in the going back to the 70s again, the Rolling Stones, and they come out with Can't Get No Satisfaction and Let's Spend the Night Together and all this lot, and then they come out with Wild Horses and then Lady Jane and songs like that, and I think, oh, they're so good. What's the other one? I'm losing track and getting old. There's some really, really slow, like they wrote that as Tears Go By,
yeah.
Marianne Faithfull. And I think I could listen to their ballads all night, never mind the rock stuff. But they didn't make it through their ballads, they made it through the rock stuff.
Yeah.
But, and that's what I think, I've always liked ballads. So that's led me down the folk. Well, all my friends were Deep Purple, Yes, who was the other, you know, Ozzy Osbourne's band, Black Sabbath. They're all that while I'm listening to America by Simon and Garfunkel.
Do you remember what the first record that you bought? Do you remember what that was?
I don't want to say.
Well, you don't have to if you don't want to.
I was about 8 years old or 7 years old, and I got some pocket money, and we just got a new record player, like a radiogram type thing. And I said, I want to buy a record, I want to buy a record. And I had the choice of The Searchers, because we was looking in, I think, well, you have it in America, you used to, didn't you, Woolworths?
Yes.
It was in Woolworths. And I've got two songs that I really liked and I'd heard on the radio. And it was Searchers, I think it was Needles and Pins. And the other one was, I forget his name, something Wink Martindale, is it? Deck of Cards.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
No. And I said, I'll have Deck of Cards. And it's a, well, it pleased me auntie. It was her kind of music. And after a while, I thought, I wish I'd bought Needles and Pins. Deck of Cards is a talking song.
Oh, okay.
It says, Wink Martindale, I think it. And it's about a group of soldiers and they're away on in the war, and it's Sunday and they go to church and it's all talking. And it's and one of these soldiers, he pulled out a deck of cards in church. And the captain said to him, sir, you're going to get thrown out of the army and get on a so-and-so because you're playing cards in church. And then he says, and this is what I think, I see this song as what a way to get out of trouble. Because he says, well, sir, I wasn't playing, so. He said, what were you doing then? And he says, well, the ace reminds me there is only one gun. And the two reminds me that there were, and he goes through the whole pack. And he says, I'm sorry, sir, son. He says, carry on and all this lot. And I just thought, I wish I had a quick mind like that when I get caught doing something wrong at work, you know.
Right.
But I'm not actually playing cards.
That's very good. So growing up, your favorite musician, your favorite artist, the person or the group that you absolutely love to listen to.
There's one that I do love, but we're talking nowadays because I really like Passenger.
Yeah.
You know, I just like his style and I love his songs. But people say, who is your favourite band? And it's just too hard when you've got so many. If you're age 16, you've not got as much as a choice as when you're age 67.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's right.
I mean, there was a time when it was Beatles. Oh, anything the Beatles did. And then it went Pink Floyd. Wow. I remember buying a Pink Floyd LP, taking it home. It was Wish You Were Here. That was the album.
Yeah.
It just came out, got it, went home, put it on, headphones on, sat there listening to it. And when it finished, I just looked out the window and I thought, if someone's passing by, I'm going to drag them in and say, listen to this, you know, because it got you that much.
Right.
But then as the years go by, you don't hear much from them, and someone else comes along that suddenly catch it. You think, wow, they're good. It's never been the top poppy ones.
Right.
Yes, but they're well known, but not the megastars. Like Ocean Colour Scene. I love Ocean Colour Scene. When they did an acoustic album, and that was good. But I like going through the years. I went Barclay James Harvest was a band for a long time. You know, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Then I dropped into the Bob Marley. Went into Bob Marley for a while.
Did you ever get into electric? Did you ever play electric guitar?
Electric guitar sitting there. I never touch it. Just, I think they're monsters. I can't control them.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I pick nearly everything is because my strumming is terrible if I get a bit too fast. I'm a terrible strummer. And the trouble with electric guitar, it's doing it for you. It's like, and so you've got to know how, you know, just how many times to strum when it's got a lot of. But I'll do that. I'll be, and then, you know, the noise is. And I thought, I can't do this. But sometimes plug it in and put a real lot of chorus on and get a real nice chorusy sound and still pick.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
But
has doing this YouTube channel, has that helped your playing? Has it changed your playing?
No, I've always played like that. I've always sort of played like that. But like you said, I always thought I was doing it okay. I always thought, you know, that I'll do so and so, and I've got it right off here. And that's when people started saying, "I love the way you phrase it differently." And it's like, I thought, you know, I honestly thought I was doing that exactly the same, and I'm not. It's just voices, isn't it? Different voices, yeah. And different tones.
But I think part of the appeal is, number one, you're more talented than you give yourself credit for. And, you know, as far as the way that you play, I mean, I think that's the great thing, especially about the guitar. Mm. I mean, boy, there's a lot of different genres of music that involve the guitar and your particular interpretation. I do think, too, in social media, because that, you know, the teenage to 25 crowd is a huge, huge crowd, like over at TikTok, you're unique, and that there's not a bunch of older guys that aren't already famous. You know, Mick Jagger's older, he's older, but that, he doesn't count, you know, cause he's been famous all of his life. You know, I'm particularly, like I told you before, fascinated by the buskers and the people, you know, that just play on the street and that are just kind of putting it out there to put it out there. I would describe what you do as kind of online busking. You know, you're not on a literal street, but you're in your house. And
that's probably how I would describe it as well. If you hear funny noises, by the way, my dog's down here fast asleep, snoring. That's more like how I was thinking. I'm in my own living room, busker.
Yeah.
And doing it in my time, on my conditions.
Right.
And there's no one going to come and move me along.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right. And
because you get so many people, loads and loads of comments saying, you need to get into a studio. We need you in a studio. We want you. Oh, what? You've got a great voice. Get in a studio. And I thought about it a long time ago. I've got a cousin 20 miles away. He's got his own little studio. Keeps getting me to go down there. But this corona thing has sort of stopped anything like that.
Right.
But even if I went there, what am I going to come out with? I'm going to come out with something that's like, oh, it's been edited and perfect. And that's not me.
Yeah.
That's not me. You get me. I could probably point out the mistakes in every single song I've done. There's something gone wrong. But that's like the old performance trick. The show must go on. Don't say anything. Just keep playing.
Right. That's right.
If you play a wrong note, play it again next time round.
Yeah.
Think it's supposed to be there.
That's right. In a day and age where everything is so polished and...
That's the trouble. And it gets you angry. Yeah. I don't want to be polished. And a lot of people saying, we want to see you live when this is all over. We're going to see you live. I have never played live in my life anywhere. Yeah. I've never even played in the local pub.
Why?
I don't.
You don't want to?
Because I don't want to. Yeah. Because I'm quite happy in my front room. And they don't seem to, they can't understand it. Everything's got to be about, fame and got to be Naomi and all, look at me, this and that. And that's about the last thing I want.
Yeah.
And it's like somebody said, you know, you weren't looking for fame, but it's chasing you now.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, it would seem like that. Well, I don't mind, but it's not going to get, I'm not going to go out doing. Another thing, which is also, I'll sit and write a song. And because it's me basically busking on YouTube, there's no anyone shouting out anything. Oh, play this, play that. I'll get the suggestions, yes. So I'll write a song and I'll work on it for a day or so, and then I'll sing it and do it. But I'm not expecting that I'll ever sing that again because I don't do any performing, and I've done it. That's gone now. Let's write another one. It's gone.
Yeah.
I might do it, sing it again later myself, just for something to do. But 90% of them have gone. And then someone said, can you play that one you did? And I go, cool, what was that? How did it go? And I'm trying to work out how it went. Because you wake up, like everything, you wake up one morning and you're in this really slow sort of mood. And the next morning you wake up, you're a little bit faster mood. So it's hard to get into that mood you was in when you did that song.
Yeah.
So if people say, oh, you see you live and start shouting out, play that one you did at so-and-so, it would be like, I'd need like a 6 weeks practice with all my old songs, just in case. I mean, I went to see Passenger live. I've seen him a few times. And he was doing like his concert in a church. And he was there, you could hear him, while all the crowd were outside, you could hear him practicing. And he's learning, he's practicing his own old stuff.
Right.
I thought to myself, well, it's not, I'm not the only one then. Because I used to think, how do they remember every song they've written like that? Yeah. Well, they don't, do they?
No.
They have a set list.
That's right.
And that's what they're going to play.
Yeah.
You know, and so That's why I can't see me ever playing live. I told somebody what I would do. If a TV company said, will you come on and do a song? Well, that's the way, you know, it's just one song. Take the money. Thank you.
Right. Well, the great thing about you going online, and I'm so happy that you did, because otherwise, you know, here I am sitting here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and I would have never known of you. The other great thing is my podcast, Leaning Toward Wisdom, I began this thing over 20 years ago. And my kids were in high school then. And I did it because I just wanted to document some things, you know? And I don't have a skill, you know, an artistic skill like you've got with music. But man, what a gift to your grandson! What a, you know, and there's some videos of you two playing together. What a gift to your family! Do you think about that at all?
No.
Do you not?
My wife doesn't listen to me. She pretends. She'll go, listen to this. I've written this, and she'll go. Yeah, it's good. And then turn back to the TV. Yeah, yes, that's good. That is. And she hasn't even. Oh, all right then. Yeah, okay. So you sort of strike that one out. And my grandson always wants to do another song. Let's do another song. And I said, yeah, come on, we'll do another song. Let's write either write one or we'll pick something to do. And then he'll go, no, I can't anymore because everyone's following you now and they'll think I'm trying to jump on the bandwagon. And I said, you won't be. I thought we did a couple of good songs together, but both of us have said on the ones that are on YouTube, we both sat there going, we should have put the first take on, shouldn't we? Because we both did it, thought, no, we can do it better, spent the rest of the night trying to do it better, and you end up giving up and just, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
You know? And then we go back to the first one, well, there'll be something where we might have just stopped a bit too soon and so if we'd have just kept it with the first one, that would have been all right.
But, are you, I would assume that you're a really positive musical influence on him, right?
Yeah, I taught him to play. Well, I didn't teach him. I'm not a very good teacher, but I helped him and I showed him some chords and I let him go through the crying stage of not being able to do it. And I said, just keep trying. I said, I promise you, I taught him four chords. And I think it was the basic. It was like C, A minor, F and G. And a G, F for being a beginners. And I said, just keep on doing it. Any way you want, A minor, F, G, C, C, G, A. Do it like that. Or just go two chords. And I said, I promise you, when you can go from A minor and go to G, and you didn't even look and you got it, a spark will go off and you'll be in. And he was like it for ages. And, oh, I can't do it. Then one day he just went, and he could do it. I said, because you kept practicing, and the same chords. Don't go too mad on learning every chord when you can't play. Learn to play a few good. And he did that, and now he's probably better than me with his picking and everything. He's got delicate fingers, real gentle picking style he's got, and all this lot. Anyway,
and that's the other thing. Your style is it's soft. It's not overpowering. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Like you see, Passenger. I love his style, but his guitar and picking so bright.
Yes.
Bright and zingy and bright and that, which suits him, but doesn't suit me that much. I'm a more turn the treble down a bit sort of person. And but like that guitar I've just been having a go with now, I put new strings on yesterday. And to be honest, it's a bit zingy for me at the moment.
Yeah.
I've got to get worn in. I'm trying to... I've been asked to do lots of songs, other people's songs, and been tried all morning trying to do a cover of a bloke's song for YouTube, and I've got it off. I know how to play it in that, but because the guitar strings are zingy, I just can't get into it because it's too zingy for me. I think it's not the sound I'm after. I'm after that mellow.
Yeah,
mellow. Might have to wait a couple of days. I've got a few guitars. I'll grab one where the strings are dead and have a go again.
So you're going to spend how much time, do you think, from the time that you decide this is a song I'm going to think about covering? I mean, how much time do you spend?
It depends, because some people think that's all I do. I'm retired. Yeah, all he does is play his guitar all day. I have jobs to do. I've dogs to walk. I've got dinners to make, house to clean.
That's right.
My wife still goes to work, but she only goes to work 4 days in the week. So that's 4 days. They're like half day days. So it's 4 half days that I can actually record something because there's no one in the house.
Yeah.
So there's like the other half of the week, I can't really do anything, but I can sit and practice. And it'll take as long as the song takes.
Yeah.
You know, I'll know the chords, but there'll be something not right. And it's because even though I know the chords, I'm not changing them exactly the same as they do in the song. And I have to get, I've got it now. I've worked the rhythm out and now I can sing. As soon as I've got that, I have to make it where I can play without looking. I don't need to look anymore, and I don't have to think anymore. It's going to come. And because if you was a musician, I suppose I'd work it out instantly. If I was a proper musician, they'd say, it's 2-2-4-4, this, that, and the other, but I'm not into that sort of thing. And it's,
do you enjoy that part of the process, kind of dissecting to try to figure out?
Yeah, well, I don't really enjoy it, but I just want to find the easiest way to play it.
Yeah.
I think what you could say I'm a beginner with confidence.
I like that.
A confident beginner. I don't play anything difficult, but I know that if I'm on a chord and I'm going to go to another one, I know I can just do that without looking because I've made it like that.
You just gave us our podcast title. You're a beginner with confidence. I like that. You should have that on your business card. I love that. Yeah. It's great.
That's what I often think. So you just keep going to make it look as if you're not working, as if you're not working hard.
Yeah.
And do it.
Time. Now, where in the UK are you?
Have you heard of London?
Yes, of course.
I'm nowhere near London.
I knew that was coming.
I'm not far. I am actually not as far. Well, when I say I'm a long way from somewhere, I remember like family in Texas that will drive 4 hours to go for dinner. And if I drive for 4 hours, I fall off the end of the country. It's like you don't drive for 4 hours to go to dinner, but you've probably got long, straight roads where you can practically just sit there and let it cruise up where we've got traffic lights and.
Yeah, we anyway. can drive from where I am in north central Texas to west Texas. We can drive for 11 hours, and we haven't left the state of Texas.
No, no. I had a car like that once.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. No, I can't thank you enough for the time. Go ahead. You wanted to say something.
I live near Cambridge.
Okay.
A little town called Huntingdon. 12 miles from Cambridge. So that's about 80 miles from London.
Yeah.
But I never go there because I don't like London. We do get those bright days, but it's midsummer.
Yeah.
But if we get them, they tend to, I mean, we've had some hot spells just lately where it's 3 or 4 weeks, if not longer, not a drop of rain, no clouds.
Yeah.
By then, we're all starting to complain now.
Right.
We loved it at the beginning, but now it's not funny now. You can't sleep at night. Everything's hot.
Right.
And,
overall,
we get I know people say it's always raining in England. It does rain a bit, but it's quite sunny just as much.
Yeah.
It's good overall. And I remember some Americans that came over to work, because Alconbury Air Base is it's less than a mile away from where I am now. That's an American. It's closing down, but it was a big one. And these Americans came over, and she said when she looked out the window coming over England, she started crying because it was so green. She said she'd never seen so much green. She said obviously from somewhere like probably Las Vegas, would just...
Right.
Desert.
Yeah.
And I love
visiting, and I have made some online connections with some folks in the UK, and always enjoy the conversation. That's good. Okay, your dog's name is Marshall.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to see him?
Yeah. No, Marshall made a. Don't wake him up. Marshall makes an appearance in some of the videos. Yeah. There you go.
He likes to get on the.
On the top of the sofa, yeah.
Back of the sofa and lays there and chills out.
Yeah, it's
good.
But we've
got a kitten now.
Yeah, I saw, and you can see the kitten running in the background when Marshall's on the back of the sofa.
Yeah. Well, I did that song called, it was for a chap wanting me to do a song for him for his channel.
Yes.
And it's a song called Sinking. Did you?
Yes.
The kitten crawls right up my arm.
Yes.
It started on my leg. I thought, I'll keep playing. Then he gets on my arm, and I thought, I'll keep playing, because it's not a very long song. And then he goes up here, then he decides to come back, and then he falls and drags and hangs on. And I finished it, and when I finished it, I just thought, and I've got blood, everything. But this is mate, he loves it.
Yeah.
She's never, I used to say this a lot, me and my wife, we share the same taste in music. We have to, because she doesn't have any taste.
Yeah, I hear you. That's funny. That's funny.
The grandson's getting into, he's 20 and keeps listening to a lot of rap stuff now. Although he's good on the guitar and likes it.
Yeah.
It's with his mates, it's all rappy type.
Yeah. I don't care anything about rap.
No, I can't get into it. I like an odd tune when they might do a rap with a bit of melody afterwards.
Correct.
You know, that's a nice little melody.
That's right.
But then when they start, I tried to explain to him. I said, I can't get upset, Brandon, about rap stars driving around in gold bloody Lamborghinis and wearing all the gear, rapping about how hard it is in the ghetto. Because it doesn't look very hard to me, because I haven't got a car like that. I haven't got all this bling.
Right.
And it's, you know, but they're brainwashed.
Yeah. It's got its own culture, that's for sure.
But I was. I used to listen to rebel punky type bands. Yeah, we don't care about this or that. That's and then later on, you see this Toya Wilcox, she was a rebel. I don't want to go to school and all this lot. Right. Now she works for children's TV on the BBC. And it's like, no, you didn't want to go to school. You're a rebel, but you've sold your soul to the devil now, haven't you? You're on children's TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how it works, man. The dollars matter.
Yeah.
The dollars matter.
That's what I mean. And then make it all, but when you're young, you believe them. Why should we do that and do that? Well, they don't really care what you do because they're getting paid to say that.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're all right. So you don't go to school. You don't go to work.
Right.
Oh, right. I've got me money.
Yeah.
It's like, but when you're young, you believe it.
That's right.
It's like Richard Branson was a hippie. Oh, don't do this and sort of thing. Now he's a multi-billionaire.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, those of us that have lived on the planet as long as you and I have, we've seen a thing or two. So
yeah,
we kind of get it, but which I think is also real refreshing. I mean, I do think that's one reason that your channel is, you know, is gaining traction. You're clearly good. I don't care what you say. You're good at the craft, but to see somebody in your age bracket doing it.
A friend of mine did congratulate me because he said he's looked at all the stats and that and things. And he said, did you know, who was it? There's a certain pop group. They went over to America. They never conquered it. They come back. They never went back again. Yet they're massive in England. He said, you realize you haven't even left your chair and you've conquered America. Because 90% of your fans are American. And I think they probably American going down to Brazil and South America sort of thing, because I don't have any comments in the daytime. When I wake up tomorrow morning, it's full of them again.
Interesting.
Because you're all like 6 hours. So when I've gone to bed, you're all waking up and listening. Your evening is starting,
right?
And all the comments come in the morning. It's look at all these comments again.
Yeah,
very, very seldom many from England. But I did say to my grandson, I called him over to YouTube, and there was a girl, and she was playing the guitar, singing. And I said, how come she's got so many more subscribers than me, Brandon? And when he looked, there's a girl playing the guitar, and she's hanging out. And he goes, I think I know why she's got more subscribers than me. And I went, I don't understand it, Brad.
Right.
But I did see another one, and it's something that gets me very mad. That's why the people are going about studio and all this lot. And this girl, she's on a chair, and he goes, play that so-and-so song. And she's got this guitar like mine, and she strums it, goes like that, and goes, oh, that one, yeah, I'll see if I can. And then she starts, instant studio, and singing, we're back in singing. Yet she's supposed to be doing this casually in a front room. And I got halfway through, I went, I can't watch that anymore. Because if you're going to do a studio thing, you show people what it is.
Right.
You do some kind of video. Don't pretend that's what you sound like in the front room, because you don't.
Right.
I've listened to my cousin's albums, and they're so good. And then he comes around and plays with me, and I think, it's so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's an Instagram world, right?
Yeah. I mean,
everybody wants to put on the best front that they possibly
can. Yeah, but that's what I'm avoiding. I haven't got like a best front, and I don't want to fall into that. The cousin told me the same thing, because they don't do anything from home. He said, because they've got so many followers now and their proper music.
Yeah.
He said, we don't do anything at home, because if it's bad, it can impact us really bad on bookings. And I said, well, I haven't got that problem.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Me neither. Me neither. I agree with it, but I understand. Well, you know, you think you've got more to lose, you know, at his level. If they've got followers, they're afraid of losing followers. And guys like you and me, we're not afraid of losing them. Frankly, are you more afraid of gaining more?
It's getting worrying, and it's not because of the fame. And it's not because of any money I might get, because to be honest, they can throw as much of that at me as they want to. I don't do things for money, but I don't say no to, if it's there.
That's right.
I'll take it. But what is frightening, and this is serious now, so many people opening their hearts out to me online, telling me their life stories, saying how I was almost at suicide. I honestly thought about taking my life, and then I started listening to you, and I've decided to give it another day because you've calmed me down. And people are saying, I've just done 12 hours in a COVID ward, and I've come home listening to you, and you're chilling me out so much. And serious stuff. And sometimes I have to reply. They want a reply, and I've got to really watch what I say.
Yeah.
I've got especially the loads and loads of depressed people out there.
That's right.
And coming out, telling you stuff that, you know, I thought, cool, even I wouldn't come out. I wouldn't say that.
Right.
I'd be embarrassed to sort of say that, you know, how bad it is and all this stuff. So I just have to answer things like talk to somebody.
Right.
But when you, well, one chap, he said, I really don't know what to do. She said, it was a girl. She said, I'm 19 and I don't think life holds anything for me anymore. I know it's bad. He said, I'm 19 and I really, blah, blah, blah. And I messaged back, you need to talk to somebody. I said, you're 19. It hasn't started yet. And you, before you fall too far into this hole that you're digging for yourself, talk to someone. Then later on, I get a message. I did. Thanks.
Yeah.
So it's like she has. It's frightening because you. Some people can take things the wrong way and follow. And
yeah,
you know,
right.
If they said, I honestly felt like killing myself last night, and I was to joke and you go, oh, what did you do, miss? Or something like a joke.
Yes.
Next thing you know, he has gone and killed himself because. So you've got to be very careful.
That's right.
It's getting very serious in that way.
Yeah.
Because like we said, when I'm not playing, I can be cruel with my humour, but I can't be on this.
Yeah, that's right.
Only if it's like a joke has been aimed at me.
Well, and I can see how 176,000 subscribers, that's, you and I both know that that's likely going to increase those kinds
it
of...
Seems, it's because it's creeping up all the time. I thought it would have stopped after the big snuff thing. I thought that's it now.
No.
And it's creeping up every week, another 1,000.
Right.
It's likened to pushing a boulder up a hill. And once you get to the top and it's over, and that's what I'm scared of, when it goes like 180 and
right.
200, half a million because
of what? Right, right. Well, people can think that's a good problem to have, but it is a problem. It's absolutely a problem.
I suppose it is. If I was the one that thought it had to live up to it in what I do, you start thinking, oh, I need to do a bit more. I need to do this, but. I thought, no, because for a little while, I thought, how am I going to do all these covers? I can't do all these covers. And I was trying to learn two or three at once. I thought, no, that I'm going wrong now, because now I'm not liking it.
Right.
Now, so pick a song that I probably half know and I like and do that one.
I started recording audio for this podcast, Leaning Toward Wisdom, in 1997. I just had a little digital audio recorder. And I made up my mind then, and I've stayed true to it all these years. I do it for me. And if other people like it, great. And if they don't like it, I don't care.
No.
I'm at the end of the day, I'm doing it because I want to do it. And when I don't want to do it anymore, I won't.
No.
So
that's why I really don't understand on YouTube, you've got your like and your dislike button. My ratios are pretty good by all the standards people tell me.
That's right.
But I personally wish they wouldn't have them on there, because I cannot see the point. What kind of person listens to someone and clicks, I don't like it. No name.
Right.
Know who you are. I don't like it. And it's like, what have you proved by doing that? I see it on other people's videos and I think they're trying their best, this person. You know, they're similar to me. Yeah. He's really trying his best and he's got like all these dislikes and then nasty comments.
Yeah.
And I think you don't need to do that. There's a thing called click next one or scrolling.
That's right.
You do not have to watch it. If you watch a few seconds and think, oh, I don't like that, fair enough.
Yeah.
Don't upset. I hate the thought of people on purpose, but they're called trolls, I suppose.
Yeah.
They just love it.
Well, behind a keyboard, you know, everybody's brave behind a keyboard. You know, they can insult people and they can be as hateful as they want to be. Yeah, I agree.
That's why I watch another chap on YouTube and he says that everything, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, you should always, when you sign in, you should always have to give your bank details and your proper name and address and proof of ID. So that when you start, like Miss Piggy says, you're a so-and-so, you can say, that's slanderous. Who's Miss Piggy? And they'll find out who it is. If they knew that people could find out who they were, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're already chasing people now, well, they're the really stupid ones.
Yeah.
That have tried to hide their address and then say something really bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And if they find you, they'll get you. But they should make it a lot more open. Like, yes, I've got my name because that's me, Frank Watkinson. But I might have called myself, you know, Rocky so-and-so, Rocky Jones. But they'd have to say Rocky Jones, brackets, Frank Watkinson. Yeah. So they know who it is.
Right, right. Well, your popularity, it might, I mean, I could see where you might have to have some help. You might have to have somebody just help you with, I mean, if you're such a, and I appreciate the way that you approach comments, that you want to try to reply, you want to try to be thoughtful, but that's going to get increasingly more difficult.
Yeah. Well, I have a system and it's about an hour every morning. And I go on YouTube, I go on my channel, I go on manage videos, and then you can click comments.
Yes,
with it ticked on the ones that I haven't responded to. So the only comments that come up are what I haven't responded to.
Right.
And that way I can sit there and it's you get used to it. You go, oh, that's awesome. A comment like that. So it just gets a like.
Right.
That's awesome. Oh, great. That's brilliant. Then you'll get a bigger comment and that might be worth reading. They do read it because they might be asking a specific question and or something like that.
Can you get all that done in an hour?
Yeah, it doesn't take that long because they're you're not searching. I didn't know that existed.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that page existed. Right. So I was going on, I've got like 500 songs on YouTube. I go, right, let's try this song. Oh, look at all these comments on this song.
Yeah,
I was missing them. I was seeing comments from 2 years ago. Right. That I'd missed because that song had gone now.
Yeah.
But when I do this, they're all there. So hopefully you can keep up. Because just getting that little heart tick, they love it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm glad you responded, isn't it?
That's right.
I did say on a talking one, I said, I don't know how long I can go on for. Because if it does get reams and reams of it, I'm just going to have to do it every now and then.
The odd reply or something.
Right.
And that may happen to you.
Yeah.
That may happen to you. Well, man, I'm just glad that, you know, I'm glad I found you. And I know that, you know, the people that listen to my podcast are going to be really interested because this began largely with a real heavy music focus.
Mm.
I used to even play music and I didn't have the copyright to the music, but I didn't play music by people that were well known. And so I would hear from artists and I would even hear from their management or their PR. You know, they were pleased that I was giving them some, you know, promotion, but I decided I don't need to be, I don't need to be trying this. I don't, the last thing I want is to have a lawyer try to sue me. Yeah. So I stopped doing it, but that was a big part of what I did. And it was all acoustic stuff. It's the, it'd be the kind of stuff that you like. And so that was really where I began to get some traction with listeners. And then when I quit doing the music, I thought, well, there goes the crowd. And, you know, my numbers just went, my numbers went up. And I've, every change I have made, Frank, to what I do, I've done it because I wanted to. I haven't done it because, well, okay, what is the audience? You know,
the thing is,
it's a lot of work.
It's, you like doing it, and you probably did different topics all the time.
That's right.
Just different people talking. And that I can, I don't often listen to a lot of podcasts, but I do sometimes click on YouTube and or something, and there'll be one on.
Yep.
And I get interested, and I think, yeah, that's good. And if, and I think, you know, if you can get the followers on that, that's great, because there are some, like, teenagers got millions of followers, and all they're doing is playing a war game. Look at me. Look at them here.
Right.
And the game on. Oh, look at this. And my grandson's like, wow. I said, Brandon, is what fun is you watching? You know, you wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand. No, I don't understand. I used to say that to my granddad.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. He'd say, what's this rubbish you're listening to? And I'd say, Jethro Tull. It's terrible. Oh, you wouldn't understand, granddad.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Cycle of life and all that.
That's what it is. And well, I can see that. I can accept that. But some old people can't.
That's right.
Some old people say, damn kids, why are they letting the kids, why are the kids doing that? And you think, but didn't you used to do anything like that? Because I know I did.
Yeah, me too.
I know I got up into all sorts of trouble. The only thing I didn't do was get caught.
That's right. That's right. I tell my grandkids, I've got five grandkids, you know, and I'm so glad that I didn't grow up in a world where everybody had one of these. You know, I mean, you think of all the stuff that we would have been caught doing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm real glad that there wasn't Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or any of that when we were young.
You've got, I told someone the other day, you know, you what you call them firecrackers, don't you? Fireworks.
Yeah.
Firecrackers.
Yep.
You light the fuse, bang.
Right.
My grandkids, not one of them has been covered in cow poo. Because not one of them has had a firecracker and put it in a cow's thing thinking it's funny. Right. And it goes, oh, yeah, oh,
that's right.
And you, the taste in you,
yeah,
what a stupid, but I never did that again.
Funny how that works, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because you're, they're all on the right phone. They're not experiencing that. When I was little, we'd jump across like we call them dikes. They're small streams.
Yeah, right.
You know, be about 4 foot wide.
Right, what we call a creek.
Yeah, a creek. And yeah, we'd jump across and land on the other side, but lose your balance. And
fall backwards.
You want to fall forwards, but you can't.
That's
and
right.
And it doesn't matter what you do. And you go, boom, and yeah, you're in.
That's right. And all your and everybody laughs at you and... Yeah,
I was saying we used to go out. I said it was like brothers in arms, right? It starts off with 10 of you.
That's right.
And then you go over the thing. Someone's fell in the creek. Right, he's gone home because he has literally soaked them up. 9 of you now. Somebody falls out of the tree. He's hurt his ankle and everything. He's gone. Now there's only 8 of us left. It's like a mission. It's like who's gonna be the last 2 standing to go home at night? Because you drop off during the day with all the accidents.
That's exactly right. I love that. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, we, you know, you leave home in the morning and you know that you got to be home before dark or you're gonna be in trouble, kind of stuff.
We never took any food with us.
No,
We would go out in the morning, then come home for our dinner at night. Never, no food.
No, or water.
No. If there was a nice clear bit of water, can we drink that? I think so. Yeah, we'll try. You drink it first, then.
That's right. And, that's exactly right.
But it was...
right.
It's not all changed now. It's all done like that now.
Yes.
All that, it makes me... It does annoy me. I like to go out driving. When this COVID's not here, I would be out some days driving right up to York and round on the moors and through the mountains of like Lake District.
Right.
A long day out drive and back home again. And sometimes I say to my granddaughter and that, or even Brandon, do you want to come for a drive? I'm going to go for a good old drive. Yeah, all right, and they're great. And I get in the car, we start getting there. You see all the hills, you see the moors, and I turn around like that, and they're like this. And it's like, what was the point?
Yeah.
Why did I bother? All they want to do when you get out is have the dinner.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. I hate to have taken up this much of your evening, but.
So I have nothing to do because it's Friday night. She's got like soaps to watch. So I can't practice the guitar down there. I don't like practicing up here because I like to sit in my chair.
Right. Right.
Sometimes do, but not often. So I would probably have been playing computer pool or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could help you kill some time then. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you.
That's all right.
Now, I'm going to embed over the show notes a song that I was unfamiliar with, but I'm going to embed the original. And so let me encourage you to play that. Click play on that. It's 3 minutes long. And right below that, I'm going to embed Frank's cover of that song. And I got to tell you, it's just, it's pretty stinking terrific. In fact, I'm going to play that song here at the end. And it is a cover that Frank did of a song called If I Could Ride a Bike. So I hope you enjoyed the conversation, and we're going to end on that. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.
If I could ride a bike, I'd zoom around the world with you sitting there behind me. I'd take you to places, pass several faces, just living life carefree. If I could sail a boat, I'd cruise across the seas, a sweet adventure for us two. I'll be Jack and you Rose, just please don't let me go, 'cause I'd be nothing without you. Oh, when you call me, I'm drifting on clouds like I'm dreaming. But in the morning, I wake up and see that you're stuck here with me. If only you knew what I would do for you, I'd jump up and hold you so tightly. But I will never be able to do these things, so I just left imagining.